And so we just relax and breathe. Relax and breathe and remember that all there is love. Infinite love. Infinite light that sparkles and streams and moves and grows and flows and changes. Life itself, ever evolving, ever changing, and always exquisitely beautiful if we only have the eyes to see. And so we focus now on seeing eternal, infinite life. As Abraham says, they treat death with disrespect, for there is no death. They call it croaking. And in the croaking experience, there is total release, complete relief from all physical resistance, from all limiting beliefs, from all blocked vision, so that as we shift into our infinite and eternal nature with the relaxing of our physical body into the state we have formerly called death, now called croaking, we experience that divine release, that divine expansion that shows us the truth of who we are in extraordinary and powerful ways. Abraham says that that experience of death is just like what we experience when we go to sleep at night. We release our consciousness into our non-physical knowing. And then we reawaken to the new day and the experience of our focused physical consciousness again. Our focus, our clarity, our beauty in our physical lives is extraordinary. And our different focus, different clarity, different beauty in our non-physical lives takes place infinitely and eternally. It is simultaneously present with our physical life. They say, Abraham, the fullness of who we are is ever present here and now. It is the truth of who we are. And this morning I had the privilege of listening to some extraordinary Abraham that I transcribed just a little of it. And I wanted to bring it because it directly relates to this subject. They say, you are vibrational beings first and foremost. But yes, you are here in this physical body with enormous reason. And yes, in this physical body, you are causing an expansion of that which you are. And in the blending of the non-physical and the physical you, in the blending of the emotional you and the physical you, there is a satisfaction in life that cannot be achieved by being only non-physical or by being only physical. In other words, an intertwining of all that we are is necessary for the joyful experience that you have come forth to live. And so we remember that intertwining right now. We remember that joyful nature of the infinite intermingling with the finite, the non-local coexistent with the local, the non-physical intertwining with the physical, the eternal intertwining with the temporal, the infinite connected absolutely with the finite. It is all one. There is only one life here. Each of us are living that one life fully and richly and completely now. That wholeness is always present. There is not this part of us hanging out separate on the physical plane. We are now eternal and infinite. Dying is not necessary to be eternal and infinite. Croaking is unnecessary to being eternal and infinite. We are that. We are right now infinite and eternal, whole, perfect, and complete. And so I see that divine perfection in everyone I look at. I see and know their wholeness. No matter what stage they are in life, from the tiniest newborn baby through the toddler into the child and the school kids and the teenagers into the maturing young adults and the adulthood periods into the process of maturing and aging and being an elder, a person of many years and much wisdom. In all of these ages, there is perfection, a perfect unfolding of the evolution of the seed of God into the God nature. The divine essence of who we are as light is present right here and right now as we walk on the planet. It's present in those who are in this moment preparing to release their physical body and return to their consciousness of the wholeness of who they are. In great celebration and joy, we wish them bon voyage. We know that it is a remarkable, safe, loving journey that they are embarking on. As we experience the love right now that is waiting for all of those who make their transition into non-physical, we feel the beloved, present, welcoming, inviting those who are ready to release their physical bodies. And we also feel the beloved welcoming, inviting, and delighting in those who are relishing their physical bodies right now. And so we bless all stages of life, from the newborns to those who are in the process of transition, releasing and returning home to Source. We know that every stage of life is a perfect blessing, that every evolutionary process is divinely guided. And so we see divine guidance in every life. We see that wholeness being revealed and know that through our attention to it, there is an easier experience of growth, of evolution, of transition. There is only love. So I invite you to open your heart and feel the love. Feel the amazing love that is palpable in this room right now. Feel the infinite experience of love that is ours to open to love in, to flow with, to delight in, to celebrate in every moment. I asked Abraham about this. I said I could feel it when I asked my late husband to help my mother make her transition once. And he spoke to me so clearly from non-physical and patted my arm so clearly. And he said, oh, I'd love to help you, Con, but I'd have to wait in line. And in that moment, I felt the love that was waiting there for my mother. And I asked Abraham, do we have to croak to get there? And they said, no, you felt it in that moment. And we can feel it in any moment, opening our hearts and our minds to the infinite love that surrounds us, that supports us, that cares for us, that supplies us with every single breath we take, takes us also on the infinite journey of life back home into Source when we release our physical bodies. So I trust and know that this process is perfect, that each of us in our growth and evolution today are making a powerful transition into greater love, and that everyone in every stage of life is on their perfect path, in love, as love, surrounded by love, supported by love. And I know that those who love individuals who are making their transition, that they too are loved and supported and supplied with love, that love is not dependent on a particular face and form. The infinite nature of love is ever present. We live in it, we live as it, and we recognize it more and more powerfully and fully every single day, so that those we love do transition. They do leave their physical bodies and return to Source. But their essence, their nature, their eternal infinite spirit is right here, right now with us. And we feel it in our joy of the celebration of their release. And so I honor those now who are going through the process of grieving a loved one who have made a transition. And I see them feeling and knowing this divine infinite truth, ever present, always filled with love, always filled with light. I am so grateful for the infinite support of the divine, for those who feel like they were left behind, knowing that no one is ever left behind. Everyone is always loved and cared for. No one excluded or set to the side. Each one supported, loved, and supplied in every moment of every day, of all of time. This is the truth of our being. I see it clearly now, and I honor it in everyone I think of. For each one is love. Each one is loved. And the love is coming and going in every moment. Physical, non-physical, local, non-local, it doesn't matter. It's all love. I give thanks for knowing this love. And I relax in trust now and say, and so it is. Mm-hmm.